What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When I was very young, I remember this song being played on the radio, and I remember seeing the council singing this on TV, and I loved it. And it was such a hippie song. Today on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, we wish happy birthday to Susan Cowsill. She was just a little girl back then. She was singing with her brothers. She's now all grown up, and Susan joins us on WWL. She's a big friend and fan of our show. Susan, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Scoot. I appreciate the wishes, and the song always brings a smile to my face, man.
Good. Are you having a good day?
I'm having a great day. I'm having a great day in New Orleans. I'm home for my birthday, which is always makes me super happy. Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. So, look, before we talk about the Happy Together tour coming up this summer, let's go back and talk about you and those for a minute and those early years with the Cowsills. You know, this is not the time to get into it, but I'd like to have you on the show. I'd like to have you in the studio one afternoon, and I want to talk about what it was really like for you as a very young girl, being in a lot of backstage situations with a lot of men. And, you know, you've talked to me a little bit about that, and that was not always a pleasant situation for you.
Well, of course not. You know, I mean, you know, that can still be the case. I'm out in the world today.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's,
of course,
that's true.
Being a, right? But being a little kid in the showbiz, and being a little girl back in the 60s, you know, where things were kind of different. You know, there was a lot of I won't say, I mean, nothing, you know, earth-shattering or tabloidy in the outside world. But, you know, there were creepy old dudes everywhere, sure. I mean, that was the nature of showbiz back then. But there were also a lot of really great guys, Scoot, like Dean Martin, a beautiful soul, wonderful man. So, you know,
that's cool. Yeah, and, you know, Dean always looked like he'd be one of those creepy old guys.
And honest to God, he was the nicest guy I ever got to sing with. And he would talk to me about his grandkids while we were rehearsing, wanted to make me comfortable. So there's no generality, right? It's just like life, you know.
Susan, what do you remember about being on stage when you were that young?
Wow. I remember a couple of different things. In the very, very beginning, I was slightly confused and thought the audience were our cousins or something like that because they knew our names. Well, I'm from a very large Catholic family, and there's hundreds of us in Rhode Island. And all these people knew me intimately. They knew my name. They're yelling at my brothers. And I said to my mom, are these a relative? So wow. It was like that for a minute. And then it was my way of life. And I thought everybody did it. And I was surprised when other people's houses didn't have drums in their back room and kids weren't singing with their family. So it was a way of life that was normal.
A lot of people don't know this, and we've talked about this on the air, but for new listeners who have tuned in since the last time we talked about it, the TV show The Partridge Family was based on the Cowsills, and Susan's dad somehow pissed somebody off, and they decided to just not do it with the Cowsills and create this family, The Partridge Family.
Well, it's close. My dad was always pissing somebody off. It was Ed Sullivan he really pissed off, because we did two Ed Sullivans, and my dad got into a fight with his son-in-law up in the sound booth, and we had an unprecedented 10 Ed Sullivans contracted for the biggest amount of money ever given. I used to have a telegram stating it, but Katrina ate it. But the Partridge Family thing, dad was so unpleasant to work with. The reason we did not do it was because they wanted real actors, and we were just goofy, gawky kids. I and my brother Barry were rather adorable, and they contemplated taking us in, but Dad wouldn't have it. And I found out in a Partridge Family documentary that one of the Sherwood Forest, whoever the guy who does all the Brady Bunch and all those things, who did the Partridge, said that they had the dad killed off in the Partridge Family, and they put Reuben Kincaid in his place.
Interesting. Wow.
Oh, you got to laugh, man.
Yeah.
But that was our show, and love those guys.
So tell me briefly about the first moment you realized that you were famous.
Yeah. Christmas Eve, 1967, on Ed Sullivan. I wasn't home in my bed, was I? Where I was supposed to be waiting for Santa, I was at the CBS studio up the street from my new apartment in Manhattan. And that's when I knew, and it was not necessarily because it was Christmas, but I remembered being at my house in Newport with my brothers in 64 watching the Beatles and realizing it was only 3 years later and we were standing where they were. And there were my brothers, and I was really happy for them because, good Lord, how did that happen? Yeah, it was really cool. And that's when I knew. I mean, we were on Ed Sullivan. Scoot, you know what Sullivan was. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
There was only...
I saw you on Ed. I watched you on Ed Sullivan.
So, you knew I was famous, too. Look, yes, go ahead.
No, I did. No, finish your thought.
Well, duly noted. So here we are, these people who are going around our whole lives. And then one night in 1967 on Christmas Eve, we're on a TV show. And the very next day, I went to all the same places I ever went to, the market across the street, whatever. And everybody knew who I was because I was on Sullivan last night. Weirdest thing ever.
Wow. It's got to be an amazing feeling when you're young like that. Yeah. Susan, there was a really interesting story about the song Hair. The song Hair was a number one hit for the Cowsills, and the song it's a cover of a song from the musical Hair. The Cowsills were seen as this goody-goody family, and there was a big problem with the record company and you guys doing the song Hair.
It was, and it was a very exciting time for us because that wasn't even supposed to be a recording by the Cowsills. We were doing a TV show with Carl Reiner. He had a 2-hour special called The World of Pizzazz, and it was all about the culture of the 60s, hair, clothes, music, art. And so he thought it would be very cool to get the Cowsills to dress like hippies and sing this song from this very controversial play. And show the fashion of the time. And that's where that video comes from. And that recording, it was my brothers just going in the studio to record for a television show. The recording came out so good. My brothers wanted to release it. So they asked MGM, and MGM said, over our dead bodies, Indian Lake will do. And we were at WLS in Chicago, and my brother Bill, my oldest brother, had the acetate with him. And my brothers were just, they were young teenagers. They were rebelling. And so they handed it to the DJ at LS, and the rest is history.
Wow.
MGM
That's a
was
great
forced
story.
To put it out. I know. It's so bad. Yes,
good for you guys. Good for being rebels. That's good.
Yeah, a little Council Rebels.
Yeah, and you know, I want to tell people that you today are still a hippie. And I mean that as a compliment.
Oh, you're sweet. Well, you know, I mean, when you're born a certain way, it's not like you shake it off.
No,
I don't know any other way of being. And I'm glad to be, and especially right now, I'm glad to be a hippie. I'm glad I come from where I came from, because I lean into to peace and love. And I'm not joking, and I'm not being funny. I mean, I am.
Let's talk about the Happy Together Tour this summer at IP Casino.
Okay, let's do. It's
all
exciting.
Right, give me the date.
Okay, I think, and you'll double check because you're a fact finder, I think it's the 3rd of June, and it's at the IP, and we, this year, are featuring, of course, the Cowsills. We've got Little Anthony from Little Anthony and the Imperials. He is a phenomenal man. We've got Gary Puckett coming back with us. We missed Gary last year. We have the Vogues. Those guys are spectacular. We got Ron Dante always as one of the Turtles. And who am I missing? I know there's somebody else. No, I think that's all of us this year.
It's amazing. It's amazing how the audience reacts to the Vogues and their harmonies, because they're still truly amazing guys.
The quality of their singing is extraordinary. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I will see you there if I don't see you before.
Yes, you will. And we'll talk before then. It's a couple of weeks away.
All right. Susan, happy birthday. Have a great day. Love you, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Scoot. You know I love you, too, and I love you, New Orleans. I steal that from you every time. Later,
all right,
guys.
Thanks, Susan. Have a great day, everybody.
Right. Thanks, Scoot.
Susan Cowsill, having a birthday today. And this was the controversial song that they did. All right, when we come back, I'll have the results of the Tuesday text-off. The song was Money, reflective of where we are at the grand opening of Bonvenue Bank on the East Causeway Approach in the shopping center with Rouse's right there. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on Dev.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
BWL. We are at the grand opening of Bonvenue Bank. This is right on the East Causeway approach in Mandeville and the shopping center with Rouse's. And, you know, I remind you that your bank might be taking advantage of you. You know, you're with the same bank for all these years. I mean, are they really going out of their way to take care of you? You know, it might be worth a trip. Just stop by Bonvenue Bank and just, you know, just ask somebody, just ask an officer, hey, why should I think about coming here? You may actually do your money a favor, and you may end up with a little more money and better banking by coming to Bonvenue Bank. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing the best for you, because the bank you're with right now might not care about you as much as Bonvenue Bank will care about you. And so it might be a whole new experience. It might be a better situation for you and your money and your future. And if you have an idea for maybe even plans for a small business, this would be a great place to come to, especially if you're on the North Shore. I mean, Bonvenue Bank is everywhere. I was at the grand opening on the West Bank, so they're everywhere. So you might want to go to the Bonvenue Bank nearest you, and you can find out which one is nearest you. And just, you know, there's so much information to find out about banking, and this might be a better bank for you. So consider that. But, yeah, we're at the grand opening. I love these people. They're just really incredible people. All right, I just checked, and the Happy Together Tour at the IP Casino in Biloxi is actually May 31st at 8 o'clock. May 31st at 8 o'clock. All right, let me give you the quick results of the Tuesday text-off. The song was Money. A theme, since we're at this bank here. The original was done by Barrett Strong, 1959. The other version, the cover version, was The Beatles, which was on Meet the Beatles, an album that came out in 1963. The Beatles hit America in 1964. You know, when I first heard this song on Meet the Beatles, the first album that I had of The Beatles, I thought The Beatles did it. I thought everything the Beatles did was a Beatles original. Even Roll Over Beethoven and Long Tall Sally. Because a lot of us who grew up in the suburbs, we were totally naive to a lot of R&B. Now, we heard a lot of R&B. I mean, we're the Four Tops and the Temptations and the Supremes and Mary Wells. And I mean, the list Tyrone Davis, I think. We heard a lot of R&B. But I didn't know every song, and I didn't know that somebody had done Money before the Beatles. Well, it was the original, the Barrett Strong from 1959, that won the text off. Song A was the winner, and I'm surprised. I thought the Beatles were going to win this text off, but it was the original Song A from 1959. All right, it really is a beautiful afternoon. I drove the causeway to get here to Bonvenue Bank in Mandeville, and it's a windy, see little white caps out on the lake, and you know, I love getting on the causeway, and I put it on cruise control so I don't have to worry about the fuzz, and I just drive across the lake, and I'm looking forward to my drive home later today. All right, so six escaped prisoners are still on the loose. One jailed employee arrested for assisting cutting off the water so they could do what they did to escape. And then there's the question of, you know, why the delay? I told you my theory. My theory is that Susan Hudson did not want to admit to NOPD that prisoners had escaped. And I think there was a delay because I think they were hoping to capture them right away so they wouldn't have to tell NOPD, wouldn't have to tell the city. I'm sure word would have gotten out, but, you know, this is a stain on the city of New Orleans. It is national news. You know, I don't believe people are going to cancel their trips to come here if they've got plans to come here already. But ultimately, it is another negative strike in New Orleans. And it is, as I have said many times, this is the result of mediocrity, incompetence that is far too acceptable in New Orleans. Not by everybody. I don't accept mediocrity. I don't accept anything less than perfection, and I strive for that every day. I mean, it's hard to be perfect every day, but I strive for that. But I am a self-motivator, but not everybody in this city is. And a lot of people try to get away with doing as little as possible, and that is somehow acceptable. All right, let's go to Ian and check in on some of your text messages.
Yeah, most of the text messages right now are about the jailbreak. Here's one that says, Scoot, call it what it is. The system is broken from top to bottom. Everyone is shocked, but no one will be held accountable. Our so-called mayor praises the powers that be, but is delusional. Our city is once again the laughingstock on the national news. Once again, New Orleans praises mediocrity and doesn't demand better from city leaders. Pat.
Yeah, it could not have been said better. It's sad but true.
Here's the text that says, you're being too empathetic to the custodial guy that supposedly let all these guys break out of jail. One of the guys breaks out of jail, kills your mother or your son. Screw that guy. That guy needs to serve time, all the time he gets, plus time for anything that these guys commit while they're out of jail.
Look, I understand that sentiment. I do. But I'm thinking about like a custodial worker, and it's possible that this guy was like scared to death and he didn't know that these guys were not going to stab him. And apparently that was the threat, that they were threatening to stab him and kill him if he didn't do this. And this custodial guy sees stuff going on in prison that shouldn't go on. He had no reason to believe that they wouldn't do it. So while I have empathy for him, I also said, and I continue to say, that he still needs to be held accountable for his negative actions.
Yeah, here's one more that says, someone threatens to stab you, so instead of reporting that someone threatened your life, 10 inmates are trying to escape, and he just goes along with it. The guy is full of it.
Well, you know, I wonder if it is if it's part of the no snitch mentality, that the guy didn't want to report it. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak firsthand about that, but you know, that could be part of it. He didn't want to say anything, or maybe the guy really felt like he was threatened. But he should have acted another way, and he needs to be held accountable.
We were talking a little bit earlier about how Justin Bieber lost all of his money.
Yeah.
You want to refresh us on that real quick for people who
aren't
here?
Justin Bieber has just sold his entire music catalog for $200 million because he's lost his entire fortune. I don't know what the amount is, but you can imagine how much money Justin Bieber had. And to lose that kind of fortune is just, it's inconceivable. But it happened sometimes, and it happened to apparently Justin Bieber.
Well, the contrarian is listening today, and he says, or maybe it's a she. We don't know who the contrarian is, but they are often contrarian, and they say, Justin Bieber sold his soul. He didn't earn all that from talent. Good riddance.
Wait, you were breaking up on the last part?
Justin
he didn't earn that from talent?
He didn't earn all that from talent. Good riddance.
Well, I mean, I get that. I mean, I think he's highly overrated as a talent. I think he's lucky. He kind of caught on at the right time. He was a gimmick, but nonetheless, he still had all that money. And I mean, you could say what you want, but his talent for being who he is, and I mean, I don't think he's a great talent by any means, but he did get that money through his performances, and that equals talent. Again, I don't think that he's a great performer or a great singer. Again, I think he was more lucky than anything else, but he still lost a hell of a lot of money.
Here's a text that says, I don't know if I'm the only one paying attention, but it seems like these things only happen when it comes to election time. Seems like they all come up with ideas to make each other look bad. Whack.
Well, Susan Hudson, the Orleans Parish sheriff, she says that at one point she said she thought it might have been set up by her opponent, or one of her opponents in the upcoming election. With this happening, I think it's going to be nearly impossible for her to be reelected. And Michelle Woodfork, who did a hell of a job as the interim police chief before Kirkpatrick was hired, Michelle Woodfork, I think, is going to be the next sheriff.
And I'll leave you with this one. Text says, all the basic security for your home, cameras, motion detectors. But you got no motion detectors at a prison? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know, there may have been some things missing, but the cameras were there, but there was nobody to watch the monitors. I mean, why have the cameras if there's nobody there to watch the monitors? I mean, this is stupid. And this, the whole process with the head count, I mean, that's Susan Hudson, right? The whole process with the head count was just kind of a joke when you hear about, well, they took a head count here. They didn't do another head count until this time. You know, so it really did seem like it was a joke. All right. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. There is a mass-produced flying car that is coming out early next year. I want you to think about the mentality of drivers. You want those people in the sky? You want to fly with those people? And then what about knowledge of flying? Are people going to have to pass some kind of a test in order to have a flying car? Again, we're going to talk about this. Also, man, last night I saw the new roller coaster. It's supposed to be the world's scariest roller coaster, and from what I've seen, it is. It's at Sandusky, Ohio, at Cedar Park or whatever that big amusement park is. I'll do the best I can to describe it for you over the radio. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we continue live from Bonvenue Bank in Mandeville in the shopping center with Rouse's right on the East Causeway approach. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, it was on this day in 1985, Daryl Hall and John Oates headlined a concert at the grand reopening of the legendary Apollo Theater in Harlem. Known for African-American acts, Hall and Oates were blue-eyed soul from the streets of Philadelphia, always respected by the black community. They were blue-eyed soul. This is one of my favorite videos, live from the Apollo. It's one of my favorite Hall & Oates albums, and this is part of the medley from that album. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Pretty well. The line, "I'd love to turn you on," was considered to be a drug reference. Well, guess what? I mean, it was. On this day, on the SOTA Rock Culture calendar in 1967, the BBC announced that it would no longer play The Beatles' A Day in the Life because the line, "I'd love to turn you on, might be an illicit drug reference. Well, of course it was. On the same day, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and Ringo Starr go to the BBC to record interviews for the show Where It's At. So I wonder how that interview went. But yeah, the BBC, of course, you know, the media in the UK is owned by the government, the British Broadcasting Corporation. So the media is not free like it is in this country. I mean, there's freedom for them to report. They allow a lot of freedom to happen, but it's owned by the government. And one of the precious things that we have in this country is that the government does not own the media. All right. So let's see. We're continuing live from Bonvenue Bank, right off the causeway, and really easy to get to. Rouse is right there when you get off the causeway. It's in that big shopping center. We're right in that shopping center, and it's the East Causeway approach, and it's real easy to find. And I really suggest that you take some time and just stop by in the future. Stop by and just ask Bonvenue Bank, hey, why should we move our accounts to your bank? And it might be an answer that you're really happy with, and so you decide to move your accounts. There is there's a Los Angeles barbershop that has had a lot of homeless people hanging out in front of it. This is in downtown Los Angeles. So what they're doing to deter homeless individuals from setting up camp outside their business, they're blaring the song Baby Shark and letting it play continuously. Ian, can you bring that up? Can we do a little taste of a little sample of Baby Shark? So, I mean, you're homeless, and they're blaring this outside. I mean, how long are you going to take this before you want to move on? Hey, come on, man. Let's get out of here. Let's take the cardboard and the tent down the street. We're not hanging out here anymore. Yeah, I wouldn't be hanging out there either. All right, let's see. What else did I want to tell you this afternoon?
I mean, what about the customers? Isn't that also chase their customers away? I don't know. Maybe they're probably only playing it at night, I would hope. Not when they're trying to do commerce.
You know, maybe so. There's not a lot of detail here. I think it's outside. But I mean, I still think that the customers might hear it if it's a barbershop. But yeah, maybe it's just at night when they're closed. That would make sense.
Well, you never know how people are going to rally around a small business like that. You know, like we got this bubble gate thing in the French Quarter. People will show up for anything like that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, a lot of people who are watching the season finale of American Idol, and the guy from LSU, the LSU freshman, came in second place. That was cool. We talked about that yesterday. A lot of people thought that Jessica Simpson sucked, and I think she does. I didn't see the performance, but, man, I don't know why people are a fan of Jessica Simpson. I don't get it. She's gone way overboard with the Botox lips. You know, ladies, you can go a little far with that. You know, nice full lips, that's one thing. But man, when you get these like lips, it looks like you've been stung in the lip by a bee. They're all swollen. I don't find that to be really attractive. But yeah, she was not greeted kindly by everybody, and a lot of people thought she was just terrible. All right, so you know, we've talked about Bill Belichick, 73, 74, 24-year-old girlfriend. Well, now there's concern about the will. Her family members are concerned that this 24-year-old, I'm going to call her a gold digger. We don't know for sure, but, you know, she might be. Jordan Hudson might be digging for gold there. And it seems like they're concerned about the will and that she might get a hold of that. Now, there are some pictures of Bill Belichick balancing her on his legs and she's, you know, got this bikini on, and she's all sprawled out on top of him with holding her up with his legs. There's another picture of Bill Belichick wearing a fisherman's outfit, holding a fishing pole, and she's dressed up on the beach like a mermaid. And it's like he caught her fishing in the ocean. Now, somebody's taking these pictures. These are not selfies. So Bill Belichick is quite aware of this. These are staged photographs, and Bill Belichick wants everybody to see that he's with this person, and that there's, I mean, these pictures are all staged because, again, there's somebody taking the pictures. Well, also, there's another big age difference between billionaire David Geffen, who was just a big-time record owner of a record company. I mean, he promoted so many acts, and some of you might even be familiar with the name David Geffen. In my business, I'm very familiar with David Geffen. David Geffen is 82 years old. He's just filed for divorce from his husband, David Armstrong, who is 32. They were married for less than 2 years, and there was no prenup. That's not smart, David Geffen. You're a smart man, but that was kind of dumb. So this 32-year-old guy may end up with a hell of a lot of money. And, you know, big age difference there. And I think I mentioned this earlier. This is one of the reasons why people were for same-sex marriage, because they wanted the LGBTQ community to suffer the same fate as us straight people did when we've gone through divorce, because it's a painful thing. And so if they got married, well, they get divorced, they're going to have the same problems that we have. And before that, they did not have the same problems that we had. All right, I posted a comment on Substack. Yeah, I'd love for you to join me on Substack, and I would love for you to become a subscriber. I'm free from the FCC, so it's a little bit more unfiltered. It's really like my Facebook page and like my Instagram account. It's Scoot on the Air, Substack. For some of you, this is going to be a brand new platform. It's a different audience, and I'm a bit unfiltered and can be a little more free to say things really the way I would like to say them. But again, it's an extension of our show here on WWL, and there's going to be constant reference on Substack on how you can find our show. But I posted a video last night, and I posted a comment today, so I hope you will join me, and those who subscribe will get a lot more than those who are just tuning in. All right, we are at Bonvenue Bank and the grand opening, and I've done the best I could to select some songs about money. So, like, if you've got some money, you might want to take the money and run to Bonvenue Bank. Yeah, I mean, if you get some, you know, get some money, maybe sadly somebody passes away and, you know, you suddenly have a lot of money, you might want to try a new bank. And again, I encourage you to come by Bonvenue Bank and just ask them, you know, I mean, you're the boss. You've got the money. Say, hey, why should we come to Bonvenue Bank? And they might have a good answer for you. All right, we'll be right back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right, Sports Talk with Mike Dettillier, Steve Gitter coming up next. The Saints begin organized team activities today, and so this is when the battle for the starting quarterback begins. I can't wait to hear more about that. That's coming up next on Sports Talk. And NBA playoffs continue tonight. Can't wait for this. I think it's the Timberwolves and OKC, the Thunder, are playing tonight. I think it's 7:30. And I'm for OKC. I want to see them go all the way. Special thanks to just everybody here at Bonvenue Bank in Mandeville, especially Jason Smith, who is the president and CEO of Bonvenue Bank, and Jim Hudson, who is the South Louisiana market president. And really, everybody here has just been really great. I love this bank, and I love spending time here. I want to thank our program director, brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, Ian Hoke, news anchor, Chris Miller. Thanks to location engineer, Luke Augusta. Love you, New Orleans.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.